AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. From Boston to Philadelphia, more people are forced to stay inside because of lots and lots of snow. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Here in New York City, snowplows try to keep up with the snow. The Northeast dealing with a nor'easter. Blizzard warnings up and down the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima.
This is quite a nor'easter. I mean, on a scale that we don't see very often around these parts. I mean, we certainly are no strangers to nor'easters.
Some parts of New York City got more than a foot of snow. Residents like Trey Story trying to keep up with the shoveling.
The snow's wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat.
Matthew Wykowiak also out shoveling.
People need to adjust, but that's what New Yorkers do.
Also dealing with the snow and more than 2 feet of it in some areas. Residents in New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. And that snow causing school closures, power outages, travel delays, airline cancellations, and all kinds of other weather-related issues. Julie Walker, New York.
In Los Angeles, Nick Reiner pleaded not guilty in the killing of his parents, director and actor Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. They were found dead with stab wounds in their Los Angeles home in December. Police in Britain arrested Peter Mandelson, a former UK ambassador to the U.S., in a misconduct probe stemming from his ties with Jeffrey Epstein. Mandelson's arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested in a separate case on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Epstein. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street after President Trump threatened more tariffs. 25 members of the Mexican National Guard were left dead in 6 separate attacks after special forces killed the notorious leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel in Mexico. That's according to the country's security secretary. This is AP News. The EU failed to pass a unanimous vote on the latest sanctions plan against Russia.
After Hungary says it would block the sanctions and a 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine after disruptions to a major pipeline. German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul says he's astonished by the Hungarian position. He says, I don't think it's right if Hungary betrays its own fight for freedom and European sovereignty, alluding to Hungary's role in the fall of communism in Europe in 1989. In addition to threatening to block a new package of EU sanctions against Russia, Budapest is stalling efforts to help Ukraine until Russian oil deliveries to Hungary resume. Wonderful adds, I think too many offers of talks to Russia can only raise the impression there that they will win more and more concessions with even more stubbornness, and that would be the wrong signals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.